What's going on, guys? We're live again from the National. We got another Mojo session. We're here with John Newman from Sports Card Nation. We're excited to talk about the National and what he's experienced so far and probably kick around some sports. Football's right around the corner. John, how's it going, man?
Good, man. It's crazy. Hey, before we get started, Doug, happy birthday.
Thank you, man.
And
appreciate it.
One, I know it was yesterday, but yeah. Birthdays can be as long as you want them.
Exactly. It's like a week now, right? It's my 39th, so it's going to be the last one. I have too. So
those golden pipes of yours sound a little raspy.
Yeah, Doug. Yeah, a little bit of yelling going on in the National.
Day two, man. You got to pace yourself.
I'll be in sign language on Sunday. So
I only know one thing in sign language. I'm not gonna do it.
the one finger salute.
Yeah,
you're number one. That's right, man. So how's the National been so far? And I know you've been to the last one here in 19. How does that compare?
I mean, look at these crowds. We got, you know, Friday crowds on a Wednesday. I think that speaks volumes of where the hobby's at, where the National's at. And it's crazy. I'm scared to think what the next few days are going to bring.
Yeah. Yeah, Saturday, I don't know. I might imagining us not even being able to walk in aisles and stuff, right, you know? I like that we're in the corner. We have some space and some kind of get away from people. But I think out there on the floor, it's going to be absolutely insane.
I was actually talking, John and I were talking earlier before we were live, and I was telling him, I'm like, yesterday felt like Saturday.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was so crowded that I'm like, it's time to go home. I'm all time to pack up and go home. And I'm all, wait a second. The show just started.
It did. Yeah.
I mean, yesterday, PSA opened up. At 4 o'clock, there was a line that had to be maybe like 600 people deep instantly. 2 hour line. Yeah. I mean, we talk about the D word. We don't like to. We don't like talking about the dip.
You dip, we dip.
But I don't think so, man. It's thriving.
It's thriving.
There's a lot of kids here. A lot of new young blood in the hobby.
And that's a beautiful thing.
And and we were talking about it before, the early 20 demographic blowing up.
Yeah.
And remember 5 years ago, we were sitting there talking about, like, how do we get the younger demographic involved in sports cards? Like, they want to play video games. They don't want to collect trading cards. And now that is probably the demographic that is growing the most right now.
Yeah. John, what do you think the single biggest moment that kind of created this generation of collectors to come in?
I think the pandemic, you know, it's not just that. They were coming before. You know, but I think that really amplified it, ratcheted it up. Mm-hmm. You know, more people at home have some time to kill. And then we see what some of these cards are bringing in the big auction houses. And these young folks see that. And, you know, you're 20-something and you don't want to work for someone all your life, right? And you got that in the back of your mind. And you see some of those dollar amounts, and you're like, hey, I'm going to give this a whirl. And so I think that's sports cards, you guys know this. The last 2 years have become so out front of the hobby. It always was sort of a back burner thing. You know, people didn't even understand, oh, you collect cards? It almost was like derogatory.
Right.
You know, now
they
now,
feel bad for you, right?
Now it's like if you tell someone you collect cards, they think you're automatically a millionaire. So they're still wrong, but, you know, just the wrong the other way.
Are you noticing a lot of your, like, family members or friends that, like, had no idea 2 years ago or, like, kind of asking you about things now?
Yeah, you know, everyone, you know the deal. They find that box or that tote in the garage and they think, hey, there's a bunch of million-dollar cards in here, you know. And sometimes you have to be the bearer of bad news, you know. I try to be nice when doing that, but at the same token, you don't know what could be. You know, you got to always
look and see
what's in there. But, you know, that's just where the hobby's blown up, is that everyone thinks when they find that old tote, like, I just hit the jackpot.
My favorite is, and we get a lot in the Bay Area, I was going through some cards and I found a Barry Bonds on the Pirates. It's got to be worth a bunch of money, right? Yeah. Well, I'm a Bonds as a Pirate for like 7 years.
Yeah. But it's over 20 years old. It's got to be worth money.
It's got to be. I'm going to retire, right?
And then you try to explain to them how much was made, and you know, and then they're like, okay, and then they're not interested in it because you're not telling them they have $1 million.
You might need to get it graded, and they're just like, what? Like, huh?
Well, I've told, you know, I've been the bearer of bad news, and I had one person, like, get mad at me, so I'll speak to someone else. Like, you know, almost like a doctor's second opinion, right? You know, so.
Exactly. All right. I like that. I always think that people think I'm, like, lying to them to get a better deal. Like, I'm saying, oh, they're not worth anything, so I can get them for anything. Because, like, you get that skeptical look, like, are you sure? And I'm like, hey, you know, I do this every day, so I'm pretty sure I won't steer you in the wrong direction, you know, so.
Or you just tell them, like, if I was trying to do that, I would offer you something for it, but I'm actually hoping that you will just take them back.
Yes.
Like, please, like, don't make it weird. Just, like, pack them back up and, like, look, can we stay friends and you just, like, take your cards back?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, some of the really good friends, we had a really good mutual friend who dropped some stuff off, and you're kind of like, you know, you're like, yeah, okay, man, you know, and you take it, put it in the back of the storage shelf, and it stays there to the end of time. But what are you going to do? You don't want to make them angry. You don't want to disrespect. You know, it's like somebody's making you that fruitcake for Christmas, right? You got to take it. You don't want to eat it.
I love that.
Yeah.
So does my garbage.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm not talking from experience. I just made that up. But you got to be honest with people, too, especially in the cards. You don't, you know, I've learned the more you sort of leave that door open and then they find out maybe somewhere else that you know that what they have isn't what they thought.
Right.
Then you're going to be the bad guy anyway. Like, oh, exactly. You made it sound like I had something. So
absolutely.
Your best bet is just give them the straight scoop.
And for sure. Know. Well, let's talk a little Sports Card Nation on, you know, how you got started and what was your motivation to get your podcast going, which is an amazing podcast, by the way, guys. You guys got to check it out at Sports Card Nation on all major audio platforms.
And you guys are a sponsor. Glad to have you aboard. I want to say that on the air. You already know. But, man, it's a long story. I'll try to make it a shorter story, you know. The guy for me was Eric Norton with Fat Packs.
Yes.
And, you know, driving to New York City a lot with my son. You know, he knows my hobby career and is long. He's like, did you ever think of doing a podcast, Dad? And like here and there, but not really, you know. I said I got a face for like radio, but I never really thought about necessarily doing it. He goes, well, you know a lot of stuff. You own the store,
right?
You know you wore many hats. You promoted the shows, you know. So the more I thought about it, and you know, I did a friend of mine's. It's a long story. I'll make it short. I did a friend of mine's. He does a sports podcast. He used to work for ESPN, and he did his own show, built his own studio, and he had me come out on a Friday to bring some cards and connect the two worlds. And it was only supposed to be a one, like, spot, one day, one week deal.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he you know, called me like 5 or 6 hours later. He said, John, you have Fridays off. And I'm like, I do. I said, for now.
Right.
He goes, I got like 40 emails, texts, messages. Like, people think this is like going to be an every Friday kind of card
That's
segment.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he goes, can you do it? And I'm like, I can do it as long as my work schedule doesn't change. And so we did it. And to me, that was right, like the litmus test to prove that I could do it. Like,
right.
I needed to be on someone else's program. And then that's when Sports Card Nation came. I had to start working on Fridays, and so that was the end of me going on Dan Tatora's show. And,
yeah.
And then I said, well, I kind of missed that. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm like, well, I'll have to do it myself, and the rest, I guess, is, as they say, history.
And that's awesome. And I think the key to the content creators as far as podcasts is to be consistent. We've learned that. Like, we started doing a podcast in 2010, but it was like once every 2 months, or you know, whenever you find time, it's like nobody's listening. But if you have it, like, and that's what you guys do, you have it coming out every week, and you have your show with your son, and you have the different stuff, so you have content that people can digest constantly. I think that's the key, is to always have, like, they're looking forward to what's next from you. You know?
Yeah, I always use the newspaper on the doormat analogy, right?
When you
open,
that's a great one.
When you open that door for that morning newspaper, you expect it in the same spot. So whatever day you release on, people expect to hear that new episode, you sort of owe it to them. I think in the 3 years the show's been on, we've missed maybe 4 weeks. I make a point, if I know we're not gonna, I convey that.
Right.
So people aren't like, hey, what's going on today?
You know. Keep refreshing and there's no podcast.
Yeah, and people will let you know. Like, I think one time I didn't do that, not on purpose, just worked out that way. And I got, you know, a bunch of messages like, you all right? Like,
yeah.
You know, and so, which makes you feel good. Like, oh, people really care, you know, but I, you know, it made me realize, like, you need to convey, like, if that's going to be the case.
Right.
So 1 week I always kind of take off Christmas week.
Just, right. You know, got to. So. Yeah, that's probably about the same for us.
Yeah.
Now let's switch it into talking some football cards. I know the 2021 season's just about to kick off. I'm excited to go to the Niners-Chiefs game August 14th, which is the first preseason week. I know you're a Steeler fan.
I am.
How do you feel about Najee Harris's cards going forward? How do you like him being on your team?
Well, I like him, but yeah. The cards, as you know, are that's two questions. You know, running backs, they have that short window, right?
Yeah.
That four to six, every once in a while you get that elite running back that might be 8 to 10. So, you know, as I've said on my show, Doug and Dan, it's tough to go hog wild on running back cards.
We agree.
You know? So, the player I love, you know, when it comes to, and I'm sure I'm gonna collect his cards. He's a Steeler, but when you're talking like long term, it's so hit and miss. You know, football is a quarterback driven hobby. I think we're starting to see more wide receivers get some more love, which is good. But it always seems like running backs, unless you're that next generation.
It's like a week-to-week thing with running backs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and how many times you see a guy like have just a crazy great year,
yeah,
and the next year he's like third string on another team. Yep. You're like, holy smokes.
Yep. There's a ton of them. Now, you mentioned quarterbacks. Do you think is there anybody more underrated in the hobby than Ben Roethlisberger?
He is, but...
With his hardware, you know? I mean, two Super Bowls, what he's done in his career. I feel like he's, like, almost a steal at some of his Topps Chrome prices,
no,
rookie stuff.
You're right. I think a little bit what happened off the field some years back definitely tarnished a little bit, especially if you're non-Steeler fans. You know, Steeler fans might kind of sweep it under the rug now, but if you're not, it's the first thing. He's got a nickname I'm not going to say on your show.
Starts with an R as well.
Yep.
Yes.
And so I hear it. And he definitely is underrated, especially in the card market. A little bit, he can be dramatic when he gets knocked down, a little slow, shakes things. Some people don't like that. But, I think it's a great example of a guy who's probably price-wise. It should be more when you look at the stat sheet compared to others.
Yeah, and I mean that 2004 draft class obviously had Eli and Phillip and Rivers, and they're both retired. So he's still out there kicking. I remember, and Dan will probably remember this as well, you guys had Landry Jones, and there was a playoff game where I think Roethlisberger's arm was like out of the socket. And I believe it was an OT or it was the end of the fourth quarter, and Landry throws almost a pick six, and then it's like, Roethlisberger's trotting back out there with like no arm, basically. It's like,
which is still better than Landry Jones.
Yes.
All due respect. If Landry Jones' parents are listening, sure he's a great kid.
Yes.
Not a great football quarterback. We got a new Landry Jones. His name's Mason Rudolph.
Yes.
And I'm not a big fan of him.
We actually got the opportunity to sit down with him before he was drafted at Panini, and he opened up some cards. And he was the only guy, the player that was there, that was in a full suit.
Really?
Yeah, so I was like, I had high hopes for him because he was super nice to us and had the suit. And so I started buying some of his cards, but I think I'm on the same page with you. I don't think he's going to pan out.
And you mentioned him being nice. I think almost that's one of his bugaboos as a quarterback. He's almost too nice of a guy. I think you got to have a little
grit,
killer instinct.
Yep.
I mean, that's something, speaking of Roethlisberger, he has that. He wants to beat you. Rudolph was sort of like happy to be there, and that doesn't always work in the NFL. So I hope I'm wrong. They got Dwayne Haskins now.
I was actually going to bring up Dwayne Haskins.
We're talking
about value in the hobby, and Dwayne Haskins is a rookie, a couple years ago? 19?
Yeah. Yes. With
2019, first rounder.
Yep.
Washington wasn't an amazing team. Pittsburgh, better team.
Yes.
Is Dwayne Haskins going to be the backup to Roethlisberger, or is it going to be Mason Rudolph? Is there going to be a competition for that second spot? And do you feel comfortable with Dwayne Haskins being the quarterback if Roethlisberger unfortunately gets injured.
Well, for the 2 cents it's worth, all the reports coming out of early camp is he looks great. He's got a live arm. Like you said, he's a number seven pick, I believe. Washington, didn't study enough, little off the field stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, these guys are young. I don't want to make excuses for them coming out of college, a little immaturity. I think Pittsburgh's the right fit, like under Tomlin. Like, let me put it this way, if it doesn't happen there, it's probably not going to happen. So I think I hope he knows this.
And hopefully he knows that there's 15 minutes and a quarter and you shouldn't celebrate before the game's over. That's probably pretty key. I think that was like when I was like, I had high hopes for him and then I heard he did that and I was like, oh man, you can't do that. You're not paying attention to what's going on, you know, and you're the leader. You're the supposed leader of the team. So,
and hopefully grows out of that. And Dan, if you're asking me, I'm not Mike Tomlin, but I'm hoping that he wins the number two spot. Because nothing against Mason Rudolph. I've seen probably enough on watching the games that I'm hoping we can do better than that. And I'm hoping it's Haskins is the answer to that question.
Yeah.
And that furthers, we had a podcast with Adam Martin from Dave and Adams yesterday, and we were talking about underrated products. And I think the 19 football class is really overlooked because you had Kyler performing at a high level. It almost seems like people forgot about Kyler because this new explosion of collectors came in and it was all about Herbert and Burrow. And then you got Daniel Jones, who's expected to perform. And I like the kid's arm. I think he'll do well with Saquon back. And then, you know, Haskins performs. And you got, DK Metcalf is in that draft?
Yep.
If anybody's looking for, like, value football boxes, I know some of the, you know, high-end stuff's up there. But you can get in some 19, like, Donruss to get those rookies or Optic at a pretty affordable price compared to the 20 and the 21, right? So...
Well, not anymore since you told everybody.
I mean, wait. No. The 2013 is a good deal now. Man, I know, right? So let's talk about, like, walking around the floor. Is there what box has caught your eye? If you were going to rip a box out there, any sport, what box has caught your eye and has you thinking, I'm not going to rip that box?
1952 Tops. I didn't see that.
Go
box.
Big or go home.
I can't afford that.
Yeah, I've been out there looking for pallets of that stuff, and I just can't seem to locate it.
Case breaks. Yeah.
Well, you guys know. I mean, everything right now is. I mean, it's soccer.
Yes.
You know,
Formula One. UFC.
It really don't. It doesn't matter.
The one that hasn't taken off. NASCAR.
I know.
Where?
I don't understand.
What is going on? What do we have to do to get NASCAR to the forefront? I love it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's they don't market themselves. I don't know.
Or is there no, like, is the, like, card collecting community just not NASCAR fans? Or are NASCAR fans not card collectors? Is there no crossover?
Yeah, I mean, the stadiums are filled.
Or is it a marketing thing? Because if you look at, like, some of the relics, it's very cool. It's very similar to hockey. The racing suits, they can put, like, amazing patches.
The metal of the car.
Of the car. The race-used tires and stuff like that. I think the relics are super unique, but I'm just waiting for it to catch up.
I know. It's insane. I mean, we thought, was it Haley Deegan? We thought that might kind of, you know,
well,
make
she,
an uptick.
But. When she is actually, like, it, like, because I think she's, like, minor league, like Xfinity series.
Yeah.
If she gets to the main show, it may blow up.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's the Adley Rushman.
Yeah.
Yes. She's a couple. Yeah. She's a couple years away.
Couple years away.
I mean, the hype's already there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, it's you know, it, will she make it? And then when she does, how will she perform? So,
yeah, definitely.
You know, she got the genes. She got that. So. Yeah, I don't know. Val Maher is a friend of mine, NASCAR Radio. We've had these kind of conversations.
Great guy. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know what they do, but they almost need to do, like, maybe a card show as part of a weekend race. Like, have a card show at the race.
That's a great idea because I went to the Sonoma race over the summer, and there was not one card represented, not one Panini banner. So maybe it is marketing. Yeah. Maybe, I mean, why don't we have, like, a promo pack of everybody who walks through the gates? Like, here's a promo pack of Panini racing cards.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, they do that. I know Upper Deck's done that with hockey and baseball.
Thompson's done it with baseball.
Yeah, I mean.
It makes you wonder how many people who are sitting in the stands watching the race don't even know they make racing cards.
Right.
And maybe it's just that exposure to them that will ignite it, you know? And I got to think that's definitely part of it. Like Dan just said, he went to a race, and there was no Panini representation, no card. Like, that speaks volumes to where they might be at.
And you got those legends. You got, like, Earnhardt, like the Michael Jordan. You got Richard Petty. You got all these guys that, you know, it's very similar to all the other sports where you have the rookies, you have the legends, and it's, you know, it's just finding that market and finding those people that want to buy that stuff.
But speaking of Jordan, you actually have Jordan. Jordan is an owner of a NASCAR
team. There you go.
So. And guys in sports in the past, Brad Daugherty, I don't know if he still does. Joe Gibbs.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, there's even like some cross promotion there. So yeah, it is a great question, and I think we sort of touched on why that might be. So it's the powers that be.
I think we figured it out. Yeah, we figured it out here live.
We need it, and when they do what we say, we got to get a cut of that.
Exactly.
We'll have Tracy. We'll talk to. I think we're talking to Tracy tomorrow. We'll be like,
there you go.
Five card pack, right? Prism, five card pack. Maybe special parallels that only exclusive to those events, so they'll retain some value, right? They probably won't even need to make that many of them, so there'll be, you know, low pop reports on the stuff, right? Easy.
It is sort. I mean, it's easy for us to play armchair.
I know. Yeah.
You know, Panini, but. I got to think, how hard is to produce things for events? They do it here, especially if you know in advance. You can do it a year in advance. I mean, you don't have to, 2 weeks from now, we need these. You know, do it well in advance, and I think it'll make a world of difference. If you're Panini, I mean, that's your product, right? Like, you want to get that word out there. So, that's a great question. Somebody, you know, you, whoever, have to ask them, like, how come that is? Maybe there's something we don't know.
I mean, there may not be a lot of resources put into that category. Maybe, you know, and I'm just spitballing here because I don't know. But, like, there might be, like, 20 guys working on basketball, and there might be, like, 4 guys working on NASCAR, you know, as opposed to the other big brands that are the money makers for them now. And maybe they just don't have the resources for that category. But, you know, it's worth a shot just to see. And
there's probably some NASCAR collectors that are going to be listening to this going, could you guys just stop talking about it? I want to be able to afford my
yes,
products.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Don't give them any ideas. I enjoy collecting and buying a box of every NASCAR product that comes out.
Absolutely.
It's the one thing that hasn't skyrocketed. Yeah. Shut up, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, stop. Stop doing it.
Well, last question for you. I know you're a busy guy. Walking the floor, is there a certain type of player or card, single-wise, that you're looking for?
I'm a Jackie Robinson guy, but like everything else, that those are getting harder to afford. Yep. So, you know, maybe some of the lesser condition ones is something I'll look at. One thing I like, you know, to walk out of here or at the end of the show and bring back to New York is a Walter Payton rookie.
Nice.
You know, in all my years, I think I've had one. And I think I sold it back in my store days, and for whatever reason, just never reacquired it. So that's sort of, so everyone out there right now is going to buy all the Walter Paytons up. But that's on my list. I kind of, other than a couple cards, I sort of just fly by the seat of my pants. I think sometimes that's the best way to do it. That way you don't really, like, if you kind of have too much on your list and you don't get enough of them, and it's almost like you failed, but when you really didn't, you know. So
that's my motto in life, fly by the seat of my pants. I'm the same way. I like to try to, like, I have a structure, but no, it's the best is fly by the seat.
It's your motto. It's Mojo Break's motto. Yes. It's my motto.
And I just stole it too.
So. I think actually the next shirt is going to be Mojo Break, hashtag fly by the seat of your pants. Yeah.
I like that.
Put it on the website. Mark it on there. That's awesome, man. Well, John, it's been a pleasure to have you here. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
Yeah, I'll make it simple. If you Google Sports Card Nation Podcast, all separate words, it'll all come up.
Nice.
All the social medias. Like you said, we're on all the major platforms, even some I don't know what they are. We're on those, too. And, you know, I'm glad to have you guys involved with the show. And thanks for having me on your show. Your show is great, too. I love it. And, you know, it's just glad to be here with you. And I'm going to see if I can get a Walter Payton, but probably not now. So.
And listen to the Hobby Quick Hits. You guys get a discount code. You're going to have to listen to find the code. So listen to the Hobby Quick Hits, and you'll find a code to save on MojoBreak.com breaks. Or actually, it's the MojoBreakShop.com for the sealed wax. You got too many things going on. See, flying by the seat of my pants again.
I have an idea for a new discount code.
It might be too long. Yeah. People will like get halfway through. Like, what percentage is this again?
You're all the F capitalized.
One quick plug. I just thought of something because I'm old and I forget. We had a website. We moved it over to our own domain. We were too slow doing that. It's www.sportscarnationpodcast.com. And go to our sponsor page on the website and that code you talked about. And your logo and the redirect to Mojo Break is all in one place.
But if you go there, make sure you at least listen to the podcast, too.
Yeah. I won't be able to tell if you do or you don't, but do it anyway.
Definitely. All right, man. Well, thanks again for coming by. The pleasure. Good
combo.
Thank
you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Got me thinking about buying some Walter Payton now, too. So maybe we'll be rushing to get one.
There's a few here. I think we'll be all right.
Yeah.